We passed the NASA bill last year, and it has subsequently been funded for the first year. And, of course, next year's funding, we have to do that, and the year after that, and so forth. And what the law sets NASA on a path to do two primary things. Since we have the International Space Station up there, we are developing rockets that will replace the space shuttle going into low Earth orbit to take both cargo and crew to the International Space Station. Now, one of those rockets that is under contract with NASA is well developed, and it will be launching this fall with cargo, rendezvousing and docking automatically with the space station. Then NASA has extended contracts to several aerospace firms to come up with the ideas of human rating commercial rockets so that we can put crew to and from the space station. The other track is to have NASA go out and explore the heavens. The president has set the goal. The goal is Mars. He set an interim goal, which is to land and return from an asteroid by the year 2025, and that is the simultaneous development and building of a big new rocket that will allow us to do that.
So, Senator, as you say, the plans and funding are in place for these ambitious new projects, but what many people wonder is, why is there such a long delay between the end of the shuttle and the start of these new programs? I mean, we've known for some time that the shuttle program was coming to an end. Now, isn't there a concern that we may lose many of these skilled workers on the Space Coast before these new ventures can get off the ground and get started?
Well, that's the human tragedy. The fact is that the new rocket is not ready by the time the space shuttle is being shut down. The space shuttle was mandated almost a decade ago to be shut down after we lost Columbia in the early part of the decade. The problem was that NASA was starved of funds over the course of the last 7 to 8 years so that the new rocket was not built in time. And that's where we're playing catch-up, and that's where you have the finest launch team in the world at the Kennedy Space Center, others at other centers such as the Johnson Space Center. There is going to be a hiatus from the time that we are launching humans on American rockets. We're trying to speed up that timetable now, but that's the human tragedy, is the layoffs that are occurring. We are minimizing those layoffs, by the way, by the development of these commercial rockets as well as the big heavy lift rocket, and therefore the modernization of the Kennedy Space Center by changing the infrastructure there to adapt to the new rockets. That will provide jobs, but it won't absorb all the job losses that are coming as a result of the space shuttle being shut down later this year.
Now, when President Obama was here on the Space Coast last year, he was promising $40 million in aid to help the space workforce transition. What's the status of that? Where is that money? Is it forthcoming? And how will it be allocated, and to whom?
$15 million of that has been allocated, but the rest of it has not, and the administration needs to follow through on the promise that they set.
Well, what's being done then to get that funding, to get that on track, and will it get to the Space Coast in time to help with the retraining of those thousands of workers who are currently being displaced?
Some of it is already there. Other programs that we have are doing the retraining. And this was basically retraining money to help people who had lost their jobs be retrained for another job. But we are behind times on that. Indeed, the administration's got to step forward and to push that funding. They can do it through the Department of Commerce in a lot of their existing economic development funds. They don't have to have an appropriation on that, and I am trying to get them to make those announcements.